communication we've been getting from the inside was pretty clear about the primary demand, and I think anyone could look at them and see that it's a basic request for dignity and the base level human rights, which include not being subjected to slavery, which was supposed to have ended in 1865 in this country, and not being ripped off on commissary products, on basic business standards. The expectation is that people, especially if they have a, for example, a government contract, that they don't rip off the people who are, they have a monopoly over, basically. And then the third is parole. And Florida has a pretty unique situation where it essentially did away with parole, giving people little to no hope for returning to their lives, their families, their communities, and also leading to overcrowded prisons, more violent conditions. Now, those are three basic things. In Florida, actually, it's a pretty unique situation that prisoners get paid nothing and have no expectation of parole. So what they're asking is something that can be achieved and is already in place in other states across the country.
Do you have an idea of the scale, how many prisons and how many prisoners are participating?
Well, what we've been told, and this is from prisoners who are acting anonymously because of the very real threat of retaliation, they know that if their names and locations were exposed prior to the start of the strike, the likelihood of being thrown into solitary confinement, of being moved to other facilities, all those things were real. And in fact, we're thinking that's already happening because communication has been pretty much cut off since yesterday. And we were told that at least 8 prisons were participating, primarily in the north and north central Florida area. But, you know, there's over 100 prison facilities in this state, 97,000 state prisoners. So we don't know how many of them are participating. We do know from prior experiences, from witnessing and supporting prisoners on strike in Florida, that oftentimes it's a ripple that spreads over the course of days or weeks as other facilities learn that one prison had a strike or a disruption, and other prisoners feel inspired to unify and also act accordingly. So, you know, we're just waiting to hear the word either from prisoners or from the DOC about what's happening on the inside.
Is there a set ending for this strike, or do you know about how long it will last?
The people that crafted the statement, the Operation Push statement, as they called it, expressed an intention to lay down or refuse work assignments for a month, but they also said a month or more. And so the tone of the statement is one of an indefinite, you know, attitude of non-cooperation until these demands are met. So I think we can anticipate, you know, this as an ongoing situation for coming weeks.